Questions and concerns about the impact of the coronavirus pandemic are ongoing for so many people. This is Lisa Berry, so we wanted to check in with Dr. Jonae Khaldoun, Chief Medical Executive and Chief Deputy Director for the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. She's the one you see sitting next to the governor in all of her recent press conferences and, of course, sharing the latest and most important health information for us in Michigan. So thank you for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for having me on.
I think people still have so many questions as we continue to watch this pandemic unfold. Likely first and foremost is, have we seen the worst of it yet?
So that's a great question. We don't know when the what we call the apex of the curve, if you will, is going to happen. Our best estimates get us to the peak around the end of April or the first week of May. So we all have to be patient. We think the worst might even still be yet to come.
So you're saying the end of April, the first of May. Does that keep changing?
Well, you know, as we continue to do more testing and put the results of those tests into our models, we start getting more and more accurate data and accurate models. So it may change. We certainly don't know the specific date where it is going to peak, but those are what our models are currently telling us.
One of the primary reasons I wanted to talk to you and share this interview with our listeners is at a recent press conference, you said, do the right thing and do it now. Do you think people are socially distancing as they have been told to do?
I think Michiganders are doing the right thing by and large. The governor has talked about comparing Michigan with other parts of the state when it comes to, of the country when it comes to social distancing. And Michigan looks like it's doing a pretty good job. I know there's probably still some people who are having those house parties or perhaps going out when they should not be. And that is incredibly concerning. The most important thing is that we not let up. Social distancing works, and we all have to continue to do it. Don't leave your home unless you absolutely have to get food, to get medicine, or to do critical infrastructure work.
Some people may be thinking, if a person doesn't have symptoms and feels okay, why would they have to stay home?
Oh, that's not true at all. So first of all, we know that people can have no symptoms whatsoever and still have the virus and still pass it on to other people. So again, you can have the virus and not even know about it. That's why we're asking people to stay home. The other thing is, you going outside, we know a lot of places in the state there is community spread, so you don't know who may have it. Just going outside puts you at risk if you're going to the grocery store or going to get gas in your car. If you don't need to be out and doing those types of things, then you should stay home and keeping yourself safe.
How can we share this information? How can we make that point without making people panic? I feel like that's such a fine line between taking this seriously and staying calm and cool.
Right. So I think the most important thing is going to reliable sources for information. We have our website, michigan.gov/coronavirus, where people can get good information. But, you know, people don't need to be alarmed. They certainly should be taking this seriously. They certainly should be following the governor's executive order to stay home and stay safe. And when they're out, they should be doing things like wearing a homemade face mask to make sure they're not infecting others if they potentially have the disease. So there's no need to panic. We just all have to be smart and follow the guidance of public health and medical experts.
So let's talk about that, because that's a recent development, wearing a face mask. Now that's being recommended for anybody who's going out?
That is right. We recommend anyone who's leaving their home should have a homemade face mask on. We certainly want to save the medical grade mask, so the surgical mask and the N95 mask. Those should be saved for our frontline healthcare workers. But by and large, anyone else who's leaving their house to get groceries or to get medicine should have a mask on. We are recommending that people under the age of 2, anyone who's having trouble breathing or otherwise is unable to remove their mask without assistance, they don't need to be wearing a mask just for safety reasons, but everyone else, by and large, should be wearing a homemade mask when they leave the house.
And by homemade, like, can it just be a scarf? And if it is a scarf, does it have to be a certain fabric? Or what do you recommend along those lines?
So So yes, it can be a tightly woven cotton, such as a quilting fabric or cotton sheets. It can be a scarf or a bandana. There are many videos online, actually, that show you how to make a scarf or a face mask within a couple of minutes. So it's very, very simple, and you don't need to make it complicated at all.
So that is now the official recommendation. If you're going out, wear a mask.
If you are going out, wear a homemade mask and protect yourself and others.
We've also been seeing some data. They've already been able to break this down, that people infected are in certain socioeconomic areas, and it's been racially broken down. Do you have any insight or anything you want to share along those lines?
Yeah, we still have incomplete data, but from the data that we do have, we know that 33% of cases and 40% of deaths are in individuals who are African American in the state. There's still a large number of cases that we don't know the race or ethnicity for, but that's very alarming. We have to make sure we're working with all of our various community leaders to make sure the right information is getting out and people have the resources so that they can appropriately socially distance.
So here we are, your final statement. What do you want to say to our listeners in Washtenaw County about all of this?
The most important thing we can do is stay home and stay safe. We cannot let up right now. I know it's hard. My own family is at home. My three children are at home with my husband right now. I know it's tough, but this is so important. People are dying. People of all ages are dying. We all have to heed these orders and stay home and stay safe.
Dr. Jonae Khaldun, Chief Medical Executive and Chief Deputy Director for the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for having me. Stay well.